Your Central Minnesota Farm Report here on Chasm Radio. I'm Joe Gill. Your report brought to you each and every Saturday morning by Midsota Trailer Sales and Service, located right off I-94 in Avon. Yeah, trailers and skid steer attachments. And, you know, you might browse and see a trailer, but you're saying, boy, I wish it had this or I wish it had that. Well, talk to Chad and the crew, and they can customize any trailer to fit your needs. Yeah, sales, service, parts, they got it. Midsota Trailer Sales and Service. World Dairy Expo is coming up this week in Madison, Wisconsin. Should be just an outstanding show. It's guaranteed to be a great show. And we spoke to Lisa Benke, Communications Manager at World Dairy this week. And I mentioned, Lisa, it's almost like a huge dairy family reunion each year in Madison.
Really is, Joe, and I would say that the media room is no exception. We have over 200 media representatives registered for this year's show. That's tremendous coverage, and again, people traveling here worldwide to cover it for the people who can't be there themselves. So we just welcome this great group of people to Madison in the coming week. It'll be another tremendous show. We know that we've got the best dairy cattle that'll be competing on the colored shavings. We know that we've got the greatest and latest technologies on display. We know that we've got youth traveling here from all over the country, as well as from Canada and even some from international points of interest that wish to compete. It's a great, great opportunity for the dairy industry to come together and share. And Joe, if you leave World Dairy Expo not feeling a tremendous sense of pride and with a tremendous sense of hope for the future of the industry, then you didn't take in World Dairy Expo. We invite everyone to do so October 1 through 4.
Lisa Benke joining us here on Chasm Radio, Communications Manager at World Dairy. We also spoke to General Manager Laura Hirschleb regarding World Dairy and this year's theme, once again to celebrate year number 57.
It's just, you know, the golden age theme this year is really so fitting. I mean, as, you know, you think about film and how film modernized, so too has the dairy industry over the last 57 years. So we're looking forward to bringing that global dairy community back together and being able to learn from each other, to share those latest and greatest pieces of information or technology, to create commerce, right, to, you know, make business deals that will be for the betterment of the industry, whether it's for a home dairy operation or for an agribusiness. And certainly that competition part, and there's obviously a part of commerce that's involved in that, because, you know, success in the show ring oftentimes equates to, you know, genetic advancements and genetic growing and, you know, going around the globe.
Laura talks about the show, and this year, of course, a lot of focus on highly pathogenic avian influenza and its effects on dairy cattle, lactating dairy cattle. And she says the show is going to go on. We'll have just as many dairy cattle as previous years. There's just been a very high interest, a high influx on registrations. But she says as a show in general, they're taking precautions and they want to ensure the safety of cattle and also those attending World Dairy Expo.
Yeah, you know, we have so many great partners. This year has certainly just continued to reiterate that, from our partners within the Wisconsin Department of Agriculture, Trade, and Consumer Protection and their veterinary team, to our own on-ground vets and vets that we're working with at UW-Madison, and folks from around the globe that have been keeping a very close eye on the HPAI situation. You know, we are it's fluid, right? And we are having to make changes as we go. But above all else, we take biosecurity very, very seriously. We always have. And for the last 15 years, we've been checking health papers as animals have been getting off the trailer. So before anything goes to a stalling location, we have enhanced those biosecurity measures. And that will most certainly be the case again for this year. The addition that we're making for this year is that all lactating or milking cows are required to have a negative influenza A test before they come on ground. So, you know, that's another way to further keep the spread from HPAI occurring. Just do our part to ensure that biosecurity stays at the top, you know, of our priority list, and that will always be the case. And above all else, we're so grateful to our dairy cattle exhibitors who have been there right alongside us and understood the fluidity of the situation. It's unlike anything we've seen in quite some time, and we're grateful that they've been holding on and working with us, and we're excited for an awesome show.
Laura Hirschleb, General Manager at World Dairy Expo, now talking cattle and precautions and maybe what's maybe different or improved in that realm. I mentioned to Laura, too, as those attending the show, are they going to notice anything different or any other precautions they need to take? And she says pretty much just reiterating just some of the same old, and just offering those reminders on, you know, what you would have on your own farm, she said.
You know, we are going to have boot wash stations spread periodically throughout the grounds. But, of course, we encourage folks to, you know, always use just smart biosecurity measures, just like if they were going back to their home operation. So like clean shoes, clean clothes, things like that. There are some more specific recommendations out on the Wisconsin DATCAP website that folks can always go visit to see. And that would, you know, those recommendations are for attending any sort of cattle show or exhibition or sale.
Laura Hirschleb joining us, General Manager at World Dairy Expo, and some of those simple reminders that can, you know, be applied to pretty much anything on the farm, whether you go to a field day or a show or an expo or whatever it might be. So, yeah, looking forward to an outstanding few days in Madison, Wisconsin. Our coverage this week report's going to be brought to you by Udder Tech Incorporated. We'll talk to Bruce and Cheryl and Dana and the crew. Also, Elmdale Mutual Insurance, VAS. I know they're going to have a Knowledge Nook session. We'll learn about that. We'll talk to the folks at AMPI, Sarah Schmidt and the crew. Also, McClanahan. We're going to talk about sand bedding this year, sand bedding. And if you're looking to make that decision, why to do so and how they can make that possible for you. Kramer Lumber and Melrose and Sox Center. We'll also talk to Simplot Animal Sciences, and coverage brought to you by the Minnesota Corn Growers Association. That is your Central Minnesota Farm Report for this morning. It's brought to you by Mid-Soda Trailer Sales and Service.